Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Anderson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Anderson. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher who is chasing the ball. Bond reaches third base with a triple. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro strikes out. One out. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. One out. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive beyond third. Smith can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bond strikes out. The throw from Canai's 0, and they've got Spangler trapped. He's out in the rundown, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aspromonte scores. Staub moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Astros. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Lillis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. Spangler moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Mike White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spangler scores. Wynn scores. It's 4-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Casco now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Mike White now playing right field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Tom Sturtevant. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Canis Zarro moves to second. Dick Smith pinch hits for Amado Samuel. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canis Zarro moves to third. Gonder moves to second. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Rod Cannell. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.